Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
You are locked into Grace Community Church Podcast. We know this episode is going to bless you and break you through. Please do share and subscribe with someone you love and be a part of what God is doing right here in Red Hill. God bless you.
Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. And in reverence to God, kindly stand, if you may. Kindly stand and let's together, with power, with passion, let's read this together. Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 2:8. Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 2:8. 1, 2, 3, shall we go? And when Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. Verses 2. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, Can I hear you? Please carry on. Please carry on. Verses 3. Please carry on. Clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. Verse 7. But go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. God bless you. Please take your seat. Father, we thank you for today. What a moment, what a time, what an honor in your presence. Help us, Lord, this morning as we joyfully walk and manifest the resurrection power in Jesus' name. And let the saints of God shout a big amen. Right. And this morning, for the next 25 minutes, I want to engage your time. I beg of your time. And I want to briefly speak on the theme, Early. Tell somebody, Early. Now, hold a hand next to you. You know, my sermon will not be complete without you holding a hand. Right. My sermon will not be complete without you holding a hand. So last week, Pastor Andrews was making fun of me that Pastor Adam says, hold a hand. So please hold a hand. Hold a hand. Just to make me happy. Please hold a hand. Just to make me happy. Yeah. And say to the hand, Ellie. Oh, say to the hand, Ellie. Okay. And this morning, you can leave the hand. This morning, there are four key areas, four takeaways I'll be pressing on. One is Ellie. One is spices. One is the walk. And the last will be Peter and Galilee. And 27th of September 2011, I had bought a British Airways flight, BA081, from London Heathrow Terminal 3 to Accra, Ghana. And on my way to Terminal 3, then my late dad was not well. He wasn't well. So I spoke to him. And then he said some very powerful things. He said, I don't think you'll come and meet me. And I was in self-denial. I said, we bind it, we cast it. In the name of Jesus, I will come and meet you. You know, I said, so I made him do what I said. See, after me, I will leave. He said, I will leave. I will not. I said, but look, I don't think you'll come and meet me. why I remember that flight so well is it was a very difficult flight. So I jumped on the flight, and throughout the 6-hour flight, several things were running through my mind. What if I land and I get the old news? You know, anyway. I think it was one of them flights I sat in. These days, when I'm boarding a flight, I work myself to fatigue. You know, so the day before the flight, I'll run around. It's a deliberate thing I do, so that when I sit in the flight, I don't mind anybody. But this flight, it wasn't deliberate, right? Circumstances was pushing me to sleep. So I remember the air hostess came. He woke me. I said, "Leave me alone. Leave me alone." And he said, "Hello, sir. Are you okay?" I said, "I am in my early stage of life." Anyway, landed in Accra, Ghana. Then my big brother, he's my big brother. I look older than him, but he's my big brother. Yeah. We just need to clarify that before, in secret, we fight, you know. So, are you happy now? Are you happy now? And that's my big uncle. Are you happy? Jokes aside, but that's my big brother. So then he was in Ghana. I arrived, and the first notes I rang him, no answer. I rang my mom, no answer. I rang close family members, no answer. And I thought, disaster has struck. What I feared most has happened. There is a sound that the cymbal makes. See, when it hits the sound, it makes a thang. And if you've ever been slapped before, whether by your fault or not your fault, you get that kind of reaction. Thang! And it's resonating. It's constant. That night, when I arrived, and then I was a youth pastor serving under Dr. Lawrence Tete. So he arranged, and then he picked me. Somebody picked me to his house. I got there around 10 p.m. And throughout the night, all that was resonating within me was a sound of you know that sound that he makes? It's a long resonating sound. There is no end to it. I remember around, it was 10 a.m., so the following day, 10 a.m., then a friend of mine who was living in the house came, and then when he came, he met me in a corner like this, and then he said to me, "Do you realize that it's 10 a.m.?" I said, "Is it?" Apparently, that had been my posture the entire night. There is a junction in life called early. Hold a hand. Hold a hand. And tell someone, there is a junction in life called Ellie. Okay. Next slide. Early in the morning, the mother of Jesus, Mary Magdalene, and Salome or Salome, they pick themselves up. The background to the story is, this is when Jesus had been killed. And if you've lost a loved one, somebody dear to you, a mother, a father, a brother, somebody very deep within your inner circles, the weight of the loss creates a vacuum such that although it is early in the morning, all around you is complete darkness. It may be early in the morning, but Jesse, it is very dark. Obscurity is all you see. It's a place of uncertainties early in the morning. Picture a mother who just lost the only one of his favorite sons. And scripture says, early in the morning. And sometimes the reality of life is that we all get to this junction called early. It may be dark, it may be bright, but it is complete darkness. Nights are long. Days are unending. And as I said, the sound you hear in your ears is that of a cymbal that has been played. Numerous questions are playing through your mind. And you don't know what to do. Early Sunday morning. So 2,000 years ago, this was the posture of Mary. Early Sunday morning. What if I said to you this morning that there are colleagues, there are friends, there are individuals here who are going through a stage called early? One day, Gerald sat in a flight, saw this beautiful, she looked amazing. I mean, beautiful dressed lady. Sat next to me. And I said, oh, where are you heading to? I'm heading to XYZ. Said, I have nothing to say. Is there a problem? Said, I have nothing to say. Next thing was unlimited tears. And she said, sir, I am at a junction in my life called early Sunday morning. Where words are difficult to put together. That is why in this journey of life, man of God, it pays to be nice to people. Hold the hand and say, be nice to people. Because for all you know, Gerald, somebody may be going through an early stage of life. The ministry of Mary Magdalene and Salome was to encourage Mary, the mother of Jesus, in her early moment of life. When it matters the most, may you receive help from above. Yesterday, myself, Papa Zari, and Fred, we are Ricardo and Kimberly's, went to pay them a visit. For those of us members of Jesus, you will bear witness. Last year in November 20th, early morning, Kimberly's kid brother, 23-year-old, rooted in the Lord, serves in the Lord, plays in the band, is a worshiper. India time about 3 a.m., got on a motorbike to go and pick up a cake for the younger brother, the one behind him, 20-year-old. He jumps on the motorbike with another colleague. And then strangely, he encounters a slippery surface. Boom! Nothing was said, nothing was spoken. Early Sunday morning. And Papa, as I've grown and understand a few things of the Lord, one of the things that I've come to realize that when you are at a place called early, don't ask too many questions. Hold somebody and say, don't ask too many questions. Don't. Because only a few months ago, I came across this. This dropped in my spirit. And it has saved me. I wish I knew this when I was much younger. It would have saved me a lot of aspirins and paracetamols and ibuprofen. Yeah. Because sometimes, Papa, the bitter truth of life is that God allows what he hates to accomplish what he loves. Hold a hand. Some of you get this in 20 years' time. In 20 years' time, you understand. Hold a hand. And say, God allows what he hates to accomplish what he loves. So, if he didn't hate the killing of Jesus, why would he allow it? He hated it. To see his only beloved son go through that experience, he hated it. It was a bitter experience. Yet, the accomplishment of it was that every one of us here will come to be saved. And there are times in your life he will permit what he hates to happen in your life to happen, so that he will accomplish what he loves. That is what I said. When you are going through an early moment, refuse to ask questions. Tell somebody and say, refuse to ask questions. Early morning. In your early moment, trust a consistent God, even in inconsistent times. Trust him. We may not know when, we may not know how, but it's early. It's early. It's early. It's early. Next slide. It's early. It's early. Next slide. It's early morning. Early morning. Kevin? It's early morning. Scripture says, as he's working on it, Scripture says, early morning, they picked themselves up. And these were three women. Thomas, these were three grieving mourning women. One of the best messages that Pastor Yawas ever preached in this assignment is when, I think here or the scout hall, one day God through him dissected the incident that led to a day. One time a ruler had lost their son and they was mourning and they were crying. Mr. Christian, were you there when he preached that message? And God through him revealed a tremendous revelation about it. And remember, these were three women mourning. They were grieving. It wasn't like they were external family members. This was the mother of Jesus. And what they did was, in their grief, in their mourn, they were still able to go around to purchase spices with view to go and embalm the body of Jesus. See, this thing that your pain should be an excuse or a reason for not giving thanks to God, it is a lie of the devil. Tell somebody, your pain should not be a reason to deny him his thanksgiving. So what I'm saying is, they were mourning, yet they still managed the time to squeeze in the time to go and buy spices, purchase spices, and with view to go and honor the man, anoint the man, anoint the man. If you remember my book of Bible stories, when he was born, three wise men, and it will always be three wise men carried different gifts to come and anoint him. At his birth, three wise men carried different spices, and at his death, three women carried spices to anoint him. My point is, it will always start and end with worship. Hold a hand and say, it will always start and end with worship. That is why the sum totality of your life, when it's all put together, the sum totality of your life, when it's all said and done, your day begins to worship, your day ends in worship. When it is said, when it's all said and done, on the day you say, I have finished the race, I have fought the good fight, I've got the food fight, he brought me to an end, it will end in worship. Repeat after me. The starting point and finishing point is all in worship. Amen. Next slide. They bought spices. Those of us who are with us, I think I don't have the mindful of time. I may skip this. Then we'll do it later. Those of us who are with us on Monday morning, it's Friday morning, morning dew. I didn't mention that, Ms. Dora, worship is expensive. Worship is costly. You are in pain, yet worshiping. You are grieving, yet worshiping. It is not at your convenience. It is when, if it favors you or not. Imagine Mary. Picture Mary. It's good. We are talking about the resurrection. Picture Mary. Weeping for a child. Killed in a brutal manner. Yeah. We'll skip the spices. Mindful of time. Now, there is a phrase. Scripture says, early in the morning, as they were walking towards the grave. Hold the hand. Hold the hand. Please hold the hand. And ask the hand, can you keep on walking and still have questions unanswered? Can you? Ask the hand, can you? Ask someone, can you? What was the response? Can you keep on walking? Have questions that you have no answers to. And still, you are walking. I am trusting. Oh. Do you have a witness? I am trusting. I am trusting. To have questions on your mind, to have unanswered questions, and still keep on walking, is a sign of your maturity in the Lord. Oh, yes. If you clap and clap to the Lord, if you clap and... Gerald, Papa, please rise. About 3 years ago, our father lost a brother. He's a twin. His twin brother. Around that same time, Mommy, he was battling some serious health challenges. One evening, I remember, I came home. He said, Sofo, I am in an early stage of my life. But I wake up and my song is, I am trusting. 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 I am trusting. 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 Can you, Mejo, can you keep on trusting? Can you keep on walking? And still have some difficult, I'm not talking of baby questions, but I'm talking of questions as you losing your child. And remember, he had told him several things, Minister Pamela, including I'm going to rise up on the third day. But at this junction, the reality had kicked in. Have you been at an early stage on the edge of a promise? And it looks like the promise is about to expire. But I've noticed something about this God we serve. He honors your commitment to keep on walking. Hold the hand and say, He honors your commitment to keep on walking. To keep on walking. So scripture says they kept on walking. They kept on. Tell somebody, keep walking. Repeat after me, keep walking. Keep walking. Keep walking. And by the way, your next level is dependent on your ability to keep walking. Stopping is not an option. Pausing is not an option. Refusing is not an option. Quitting is not an option. There may be questions on your mind. There may be unanswered troubling issues on your mind. But keep on walking. I am trusting. With heavy questions on their mind, they kept on walking. Can I encourage somebody this afternoon? That there may be questions on your mind. I came as a messenger from the Messiah, having resurrected on the third day. Now keep walking. Tell somebody, keep walking. Tell someone, keep walking. Let's finish this. Let's finish this. Next. Scripture says, as they kept walking, they got to the grave, the tomb. And the Bible is very explicit. It says, Thomas, they looked up. Do you realize that life has a way of making us look down? Every activity of life has a way of making us look down. In the Middle Eastern culture, they wear hijabs. It was very popular in biblical times. They put on hijabs. And even more so in Middle Eastern culture, during a moment or seasons of mourning, you put on your hijab, especially for the women, and then you keep your hair down as a sign of mourning. So Courtney, these are three women with their hijabs on early morning. Remember, their early was a moment of darkness, obscurity. And they have their hijabs on, and probably they are looking down. They are looking down. They are looking up. But scripture says, when they got Shiva, so the Jewish system of mourning, 7 days of mourning, it's called Shiva. And in Shiva, during Shiva, there is a lot of grief and mourning, and as well, the chief mourners, in this case, Mary and her close parties, or her close friends and her close family, had to have their hijabs on. Life as a system was keeping us looking down. And for the three men going through Shiva, it meant that they were constantly looking down. And as we're looking down, scripture got to the tomb. And it's very clear. It says, they looked up. If you heard nothing at all from me this morning, I came to encourage you to look up. Hold hand and say, look up. Oh, come on. Tell somebody, slap three people and say, look up, look up. Slap three people and say, look up. Slap three people and say, look up. Look up, yes. As they looked up, behold, they saw that the tomb door had been rolled away. Do you realize that one of the questions on their minds was, how are we going to roll the stone away? It will interest you to know that the questions that may be troubling your mind, he's already solved it. Tell somebody, look up. Tell somebody, look up, look up, look up. And this morning, can I encourage you to look up unto him with your issues, with your pain, with your sickness? Anytime there is a looking up in the Bible, there is a lifting up. So they looked at the scepter, and deliverance was theirs. Is somebody here with me? Anytime there is a looking up, and this morning God is saying, on this third day of the resurrection, may every situation, condition, circumstances that may be looking up in your life, may it come alive in the name of Jesus. I said, may it come alive in the name of Jesus. And then let's finish with this. Let's finish with it. The message of the resurrection will not be complete without this. Complete without this. Next, young man. It ends by saying, then the angel said, told the three women that tell Peter, if I tell the ten, including Peter, to meet him in Galilee. Galilee was where it all began. Jesus' ministry, most of the miracles he performed, crazy and mighty things, almost like the headquarters of most of the things he did. And these were the words of the angel. Tell them, the 10, including Peter, that he's already in Galilee. He's already there. He's already gone ahead of you. He's already aware of the problem before you became aware. Is somebody here with me this afternoon? Tell somebody he's already there. Repeat after, he's already there. Galilee also represents your first love. The day you gave your life to the Lord, the day you committed your life to, there were things you did passionately. You prayed for hours, you fasted for hours, you studied the scripture for hours. That was your Galilee. And which God is saying, he's already in Galilee. In other words, the message of the resurrection is to make sure that you are reconnected to your first love. If perchance you are backsliding, if perchance you've left your passion, you've left the things of God, he's saying he's already in Galilee. He's asked me to tell you this morning that he's already in Galilee waiting for you. And the conclusion. Tell the 10, Gerald, including Peter. Tell the 10. Including Peter, who betrayed him, who denied him 3 times. Tell the 10, including John, who feels that God has not been fair to him. Tell the 10, including Andrew, who has been messing up. Tell the 10, including the one who feels that is the most sinner. Tell him, the 10, they are not my priority. But tell the young man who've been interested and will be dealing with the book of Acts. The 10, they are not my priority. But there is one among the 10 who has really messed up, eh? There's one among the 10 who has really he's found himself in a life of guilt and shame. And in his secret place, he feels that he's unworthy. Tell him, not the other 10. Tell Peter that I am waiting for him in Galilee. Tell Peter that Enoch, I am waiting for him in Galilee. Tell him, hold the hand. Let's finish with this. Say, tell him that he's waiting for you in Galilee. They should go and tell Peter that he's waiting for him in Galilee. Came to announce to somebody that Baba Freeman, the message of the resurrection will never be complete if he did not come to look for Peter. And I don't know who is the Peter amongst us here tonight, amongst us this afternoon.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.